T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Meteorologist Andy Parker is on the WBEN live line this morning. We're looking at some pretty wicked Halloween weather later on. Are you dressing up as a scary weatherman, Andy?
No, not this year. I'm going to be walking around some very interesting costumes. I have a minion in my family. I have there's another one that has kind of a light up LED mask that's very simple, and another one that is the a character from a movie. So interesting stuff. But all of them are able to be, my kids, they all have the costumes that are able to be dressed up or dressed down, depending on the weather.
That's the big thing, right? Because we all hate when there's not a great forecast, because everyone's got to put a coat up over the costume or try and figure something out. Is that going to be the case tonight?
That is totally the case tonight. I mean, if you remember last year, last year is going to be the best Halloween that this area, these trick-or-treaters, whoever's still going, the best one they're going to have in their young lifetime. We were in, you know, people were sweating, taking off the costumes because it was so hot. This one is completely opposite. I think the biggest detracting factor is going to be the wind. That's the one that's the little people get blown around by the, you know, 40, 45 mile an hour gusts. And those big gusts coincide with the start of trick-or-treating. A lot of folks like to get going just as the sun goes down between 5:30 and 6. And that's likely when we'll see some of those big wind gusts. So any inflatables, you know, I know the kids like to do those big inflatable sumo wrestlers. Those are going to, they're going to have a pretty tough time. Or anything that is just a hat that isn't held on, that's going to have a real tough time tonight. Temperature-wise, we're going to be in the 40s today. And while if it was 40s and clear like we had early in the week, that's actually a really nice time. You can still go out and it doesn't impact the costume all that much because you can under armor. You know how to do it, and everything goes on top of it. But when you combine the temperature with the wind, it takes it down into the 30s. So it's going to be a chilling forecast, no doubt. And then the rain, though, this was the big factor. This was the thing that was on the bubble. And the more we look at it today, it's looking more and more like these spooky morning showers will be fading as we get to the afternoon and evening. So the wind may actually help us out there a little bit, and it's going to take some of those showers slowly to the north. So the people that have the best chance, I guess, of seeing a bad Halloween with the rain, the wind, and the cold, going to be up along the shoreline of Lake Ontario. I'm sorry, Wilson and Somerset and areas near the Lake Ontario shoreline, you may hold on to those showers a little bit longer. Rochester has an ugly forecast, but for Buffalo and the suburbs surrounding it, and even portions of the southern tier, the showers really fade later this afternoon and evening. So while you'll battle the wind and those cool temperatures, you shouldn't have to battle the showers along with it.
So a little good news and bad news. I mean, finally, we have Halloween on a Friday night, and it's not like last year, that's for sure. I saw crazy video last night of Hoax on the lakeshore, which was all beach. I mean, the water levels were so low. What was going on with that?
That is it. Yeah, the opposite. So, you know, we always talk about the Lake Seiche, where generally we get these huge waves and it floods our shoreline. Well, yesterday, the wind was from the east and it was a pretty stiff breeze, and it did just the opposite. It took all the water from our end of the lake and pushed it over towards the Canadian shoreline, even down towards Toledo. And that's what revealed all that. So when we get those Lake Seiches, it's because the wind comes from Cleveland up the lake to us and it pushes all the water. Well, this time around, it took the water from us and pushed it down towards that direction. So it created a very strange situation. It is the predominant wind for Western New York is southwest from Cleveland to Buffalo. It's a rarity that we get a northeasterly wind at the rate that we did yesterday, but that's a very astute.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Observation.
Yeah, I'm looking at, you know, kind of going forward a little bit. It's okay, maybe this is our new normal for the season, and starting to think about, well, pretty soon the snow is going to start to fly. And we're talking about rock salt and stuff this morning. What do you think this winter? Are we, you know, overall kind of looking average, a little colder? I know that generally we're always talking about trends heading into the winter. Or are we kind of keeping this trend of generally calm, but it seems like all of our snow comes in bunches, and that's what we've seen the past 2 years?
Here's what's going to happen. So the next 3 weeks I can see out, and what we're going to find are these waves of rain become more frequent. The stagnant, quiet, calm air that we had throughout much of August, September, and October, that pattern has broken, and we're finding a more progressive pattern, which means these waves of precipitation will come through, and they'll be attached with winds and dips of colder and colder air. So over the next 3 weeks, we're going to see these systems come through. There's another one Monday, Tuesday, then another one Thursday, another one after that, probably on Saturday, Sunday type of thing. And each one is going to start wet, and then will be finishing as white. So not every particular system, but each one after this, as we watch the temperatures fall, especially the second week of November, that's where we start to get enough cold air in to start switching to snow. Starts as rain, then goes to snow. And that's what we're looking at for the next 3 weeks. So a general settling of the temperatures. And once they hit that range, like we had that big lake effect rain event a week ago, and everybody said, boy, if this was just 10 degrees colder, well, yes, that's 100% true. And now as we get to November, we will be about 10 degrees colder, and we're going to start to see those transition from wet to white. Is there a big one waiting for us in the next 2 weeks? No, it doesn't look like that. I think the earliest hint that we have anything would be between the 10th and the 14th, where something could come in and maybe start and finish as snow. I like to take winter in 3 week chunks. Reliably, we can see temperature trends and you can see precipitation bullseyes. And within a 3 week period, you can get a sense for what's coming. Anything beyond that is literally guesswork. There's very little data that'll support a trend one way or another that'll be significant when it comes to precipitation, especially for us, because overall, all of our winter storms that are quote unquote of note that people remember are generated off the lake. And anything beyond a 2 or 3 week window is just, you can't pull in the data with reliability good enough to say, hey, we're looking at a lake effect event here, here, and here. You just can't do it. I take winter in 3 week chunks. And I think if your listeners do that as well, they're going to find themselves to be in a much better place, because you're either going to find a warming trend, and sometimes we catch that mid-December. Hey, the second half of December, you know, it looks like a warm Christmas. I know nobody wants to hear that. A white Christmas is what everybody wants, but we can see that about 3 weeks out. So my suggestion is take winter in 3 week chunks. And that's what I provide people. And I always hated, I have to tell you, what I dreaded having to do these winter forecasts. It's just like a rite of passage that a lot of the TV stations will do, but it really doesn't amount to anything. It's you can listen for 2, 3, 4 minutes, and at the end they're going to say the same thing every year. Well, it looks like we're going to be about average with slightly above average. It doesn't mean anything. It really doesn't. It's there to capture some clicks, and it's fun to talk about and the conjecture, but there's nothing in the cards this year that says this is going to be anything other than it's going to get cold, and we're going to have bouts of snow, and that's how we're going to go right through March.
All right. Glad you laid it out like that. Thank you, Andy. Always appreciate it. You can always find Andy Parker on social media by just searching Andy Parker.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.